Last month, Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill bringing back the firing squad as a method of execution. The state abandoned firing squads in 2004. Now it's returned as the backup option. Governor Herbert says lethal injection is still the default, if the drugs are available.
Most states have some kind of fallback provision. We prefer lethal injection. We hope we don't have to do that, but if we do, it ought to be through lethal injection. But we're finding that it's hard to find those drugs that are necessary to, in fact, perform a lethal injection.
Robert Dunham, executive director at the Death Penalty Information Center, says that shortage is why this legislation has gone through.
The states have been forced to look elsewhere. Initially, they looked to Europe, but there's a problem for them in that regard because Europe considers the death penalty to be a violation of international human rights. They ban the export of pharmaceuticals if there are not assurances that they will be used only for medical purposes.
As of now, Utah is the only state in the U.S. that authorizes the firing squad.
With Utah adopting the firing squad as an alternative method, I don't think you're going to see other states lining up to adopt that method. Utah stood alone before, and they stand alone now.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Utah says the bill makes the state look, quote, backward and backwoods, while proponents argue that the firing squad is more humane, considering the recent botched lethal injection executions in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona.
Utah does not have an extraordinarily active death penalty. This is a state that only rarely executes people.
The last time there was an execution in Utah was also the last time a firing squad was used in the U.S., the execution of Ronnie Lee Gardner in 2010. Here's the backstory. In 1985, Gardner was in court facing a murder charge. He tried to escape and killed an attorney in the process. That murder landed him on death row. Sandra Yee, a reporter at KSL in Salt Lake City, covered Gardner's execution and remembers hearing the story of his attempted escape 30 years ago.
There was a female friend of his that apparently was in on his escape attempt, and when he was being escorted through the hallway, she passed him and handed him the weapon.
A .22 caliber revolver used to shoot and kill the attorney, Michael Burdell. Gardner also shot and wounded bailiff George Nick Kirk.
He ended up passing before Gardner was executed, but I remember his family saying how much he suffered because of what had happened.
As Jenny Brundin, a member station KUER, reported on All Things Considered back in June of 2010, Gardner did have one choice on death row.
How he would die. In court, after being told he'd exhausted his appeals, the 49-year-old made his preference known.
I would like the firing squad, please.
Again, Sandra Yee.
This is the quote he said when he opted for that firing squad. He said, I lived by the gun, I murdered with a gun, so I will die by the gun.
His execution date was set for June 18, 2010, just after midnight. Marcos Ortiz, a reporter at KTVX in Salt Lake City, was in the viewing room on the other side of a bulletproof window.
It certainly was some moments there that you really thought long and hard about what you were about to witness.
Then the curtain opened.
He was right there. Ronnie Lee Gardner. There he was. And you're thinking, boy, this is it. This is going to happen.
Reporter Sandra Yee was also in the viewing room.
He was shackled. He had his head restrained. But I remember his eyes looking around the room, kind of trying to see who was there. I know he couldn't see through the windows, but that I remember that struck me quite a bit.
And it was so quiet. It was so quiet.
There was a hood placed over him and then a target placed over his heart.
There was five marksmen. They're all volunteers and they're police officer trained.
Of the five rifles, one is loaded with blanks, so no one knows for sure who fired the bullets.
And so you're just waiting there. And then all of a sudden there was this boom, 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 boom.
It happened pretty quickly. I think a lot of us were not prepared for when it did actually happen.
And that's when the medical examiner walked in and felt his pulse. And I think it was at 12:17 they pronounced him dead.
Today on Utah's death row, three men convicted prior to 2004 also chose to die by firing squad. Just last Wednesday, another Utah man, Douglas Lovell, was sentenced to death for murder. Under the new law, if lethal injection drugs aren't available, he will be put to death by firing squad.